Yomus for holding Daf Kufchov. His last Gemara was last time was again. Viki Dimaslo some learn a Masnisen. Some learn this last Gemara we had on our Mishnah. Here the word says Namishnah Ho'or V'Horoyta V'Yakeifa. All these things are mitzvah from the Tama Tumas Eichlin. If you have to make up the shear of a kibetz of food to make up a tumor, so you mitzvah of the skin, the roita associated with that is the gravy and the kefir and the jelly stuff of it. So now, Omer on this, on our Mishnah, Omer Reshlokah, Reshlokah says, Lashon Rola Etzim, but after the Mishnah says, the yatzomis, that bones, are also mitzvah, he says, like Rashi says, Akorcha, the Mishnah is talking about where it's a shomer, that the bone has to be, it's watching the marrow inside it. So a yad lo mitzvah, because some of the yad is not mitzvah. Yeah. So Shlokas is like that, the Mishnah says, Atzomas, the bones in the meat is mitzvah, where Shonar al-Etzim, only if it's a bone, to have a shomer, that's called a shomer, where it's watching the marrow inside the bone. Avol neimer, but the hair on the skin of the animal, no heavy shomer, that's not called a shomer, that's not mitzvah to make up the shear of a kibetza. Rabbi Yechon says no, Rabbi Yechon nomar, afilu neimer nami heavy shomer, even a hair on the skin of the animal, if you have almost a kezayis of meat, and the skin and the hair together make up a kezayis, that's mitzvah. Oh, malay Rish Lakish, or kebetza to mekabotuma. Oh, malay says machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish. So on this, oh, malay Rish Lakish of Yechon, so Rish Lakish has cast of Yechon on, oh, meyiko shomer agabi shomer, can it be a shomer on top of a shomer? Lechura, the skin is one shomer, so the hair on top of the skin should be a second shomer, there's no din shomer. So my answer we had before, Kachulim Mechalchol, that no, the skin pierces through and goes, the hair goes through the skin, and the hair itself touches the meat. So therefore the hair is called its own shema. If so, that the hair on this goes through the skin and makes a hole in the skin, if so, the Gemara asks, Maskiv lo Ravacho, Ela Meyati, so, Tfilin, Hechik Kasvinan, how do we write Tfilin on a cloth, on a piece of parchment? I have been in Ksiva, Tom of Aleka, you have to have a complete writing, and here you don't have it. Because if there are holes in the skin, so there's holes there, it divides up the letters. So Mar says, it's the mitzvah, hod the yambi marova. It's a mistake, and that we said in marova. That what, they forgot what the Lord in Eretz Yisrael, that there they said that kol nekev, shadiyo oivrolov, anytime you have a hole on the parchment, but that when you write with ink, and the ink just goes over the hole is that small, that doesn't affect the writing, shadiyoy, the ink, is overlo, goes over it, and a nekev, it's not called a nekev. Serios, it's not called a nekev. If these small holes that the hair goes through the skin is not called a nekev. Therefore, it's kosher to write film on a cloth. Still, eisur, Rabbi Yechon is kosher to a shlokish. It says, or sheyesh alav kezayis bosor. If you have skin that has on it the kezayis of bosor, sahanageya bitziv, if you touch a strand of meat that's hanging down from it, hayotz mimenu, or else uvesara shekinegdoi, you touch the hair on the other side of the meat, tomei, you become tomei. So my lav mishum shomer isn't the pshat of the hair, is a shomer to the meat. So therefore, if you touch it, you become tomei. So you see, even the hair is also called the shomer. So when it says leg, it's not the pshat. Could be according to a shlokish, hair is not called the shomer. But rather, Mishum Yad, the works Mishum Yad, the hair now is the Yad, that's the way you can pick up the meat. So when I ask the question, Neimachas Lamechazi, what can you do with one hair? You pick up with one hair, or just rip off, you can't pick up the meat that way. So my answer is, Kadyoma Rabbi Loi, Bimeloi, Shebein Hamaloyim. Just like we had a terrace before, that we, by the vegetables there, the top hair, where there's a lot of hair, that's called the Yad. So Achinam here also, Tayyib Neimah Shebein Haneimen. When there are a lot of hairs stuck together, so you have a lot of hairs together, a bunch of hairs, that's called a good yad. Like this, you could pick up the meat. Therefore, it's metamiyu because of the din yad. Now, what says the heichi yitmad rebeloi? We did learn rebeloi zalocha. On this, that's not we learned. Hameloi shebishibolim. We have these stalks. They have like hair on top of the stalks that grows. So metamin umetamoyim. It's mekabotumin. It's also metam other things also. But the yem mitzvah, and it's not mitzvah to a shear of a kibetzah. So it comes out what? It has a loch of the yad. So the question is, miloi, this hair on top of the vegetable, like, lemai chaz, what can you do with it? You just pick it off, it just falls off. It doesn't pick up the stalk that way. Omer rabbi loi, bimiloi, shebein hamiloi. We're talking about a lot of hairs stuck together. So then, in fact, he could grab a hold of it and pick up the vegetable, pick up the stalks that way. Therefore, it's called the yad. So that's the case where it's called the yad. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, the juice that comes out of the meat, that's also mitzaref to a shear of a kibetza. The Mishnah says, my roitev. What type of roitev are we talking about over here? Omer Rav, Rav says shumda. It means the fat. The fat, Rashi says, shumin shal hamerik, the fat that's on top of the gravy, on top of the juice. When you cook up meat, so there's fat on top. Omalei Abayi, so Abayi said back, Omalei Abayi, hu atzma yitzma tumas ochrum. What do you have to come on? That's mitzdarifuam. It itself should be noichel. It itself should be mekabel tumas ochrum. Rashi says, shumin, lovel, it's roof. What does this fat have to be mitzdarif to be part of the meat? If it's only mitzdarif from the tumas ochrum. Body boss, the mash for by itself. It's not. So we're talking about the fat itself. On my lower, she's oichel mi'alyu. It's a good food. So we're talking about the fat itself. The chura for sure should be mekabel tuma. Ela rather means to say chol of the korish. Shall I go see a cholo or cholo on the side? It says the korish that chilled up. So chol Rashi says means leicho hayoytzem in a bosa, like the gravy, the juice that comes out of the meat itself. It's not really the fat. It's like the gravy there. And the korish mashmid gelled up a little bit. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about. The lechol of the korish. So Mar says, if so, ma'i korish, what do you have to say that it gelled up for? Ki le korish nami, even if it didn't gel up. Just the gravy, the juice of the meat itself also. The yomer ashlokas, ashlokas says, the gemara yuma, that seer shagabi yerek. If you have the juice on top of a vegetable, Rashi says, mashke hayetzim in a yerek. That when we cook a vegetable, it says the beet juice, the juice that comes out of the vegetable, is mitzdar from the cook of the service beyond the kippurim. The loch is you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the shear is a kesevis, a dried out date. So if you eat the food that's a little bit left in the kesevis, and this juice that comes out of the food is with it, it's mitzdar, it comes into a shear. So here you see that seer, even though it's liquidy, it's not gelled up, is also mitzdar if it becomes part of the food. So what do you tell me here? The right to means the juice, the gravy of the meat, only when it's gelled up. Even if it's not gelled up, also it should be called part of the yoichel. So Mar says, I'll tell you now, hosam over there by Yom Kippur, mishum yisuvei daitu. There it's a question of being yisuvei daitu, of making him feel good on Yom Kippur. The pasuk just says, aloisuna, you're supposed to give yourself pain. So you're not allowed to eat anything that satisfies you, takes away the pain of hunger. Therefore, over there, behold, who makes for diet and a little bit of eating satisfies you, takes away the hunger. So, therefore, in Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat the vegetable with its juice. Even though it's in a juice form, liquid form, it's mitzvah to make it, you're over the Yisrael rice on Yom Kippur. Because any type of food that's made for diet that makes you feel good is also. But, hoch, over here, Mishum, it's the roof you here, you want to give a kabbal tumor, it has to have a shame oichel on it. So, what's called the oichel? Only the meat. The juice that comes out of it is not called an oichel. Therefore, it has to even start, it has to gather, to come together like to be called part of the meat. Therefore, to be part of the meat, e korish mitzvah. If it gelled up like this little solid, then it's called part of meat. It's mitzvah with the meat. E like korish, but if it's not gelled up, it's only pure liquid, then we say, mitzvah. Then this juice has nothing to do with the meat. It's not mitzvah with the meat. It won't have a shame like you have a kibetza worth of bust here. To be makabel tuma, so to be mitzdarif with the boss, it has to be gelled up a little bit. Yeah. Now it says the hakeifa. The Mishnah says hakeifa is also mitzdarif. So when it says my keifa, what does the keifa mean? So omar rova pirma. Pirma means small pieces of meat. And when you cook up the meat, the small pieces of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot. So omar abaye abaye says back huatzma yitzma again. If it's a small pieces of meat. It itself is called an oichel. You have to come out as mitzvah, it becomes part of the big meat. It itself is meat. So yit matum asechel, it itself should be makabel tum asechel. Ela rather, Omer Papa says the pshat is, it means tavlin. It means spices. When you cook up the meat, you put spices inside the meat to make it taste good. So the spices, that's also mitzvah to the meat to give it a shame oichel. Yeah, that's what kefir means. Now, Tanan Hossim, learnt over there, Gemara in Menachah that says, Hahik for a Saddam. If somebody jellied up blood, meaning that I cooked it up. You cooked up the blood and made it a little bit like salad. And the Taisa says hikfa means with the sun. Because if you cooked it up by day or Taisha there is, that dam shabishlo and orvilov, once you cook up meat, it's not also midiraisa anymore. See, the blood, I mean. See, this blood, it was through the sun, like became hikra, came a little bit jellied up. The ochlan eats it. They ate the blood, now live like salad. Or you're off the opposite way. Shehimcha sachaylev, you have trefa fats, that himcha that you melted it down into liquid, the gum when you swallowed it, chayiv. In both of these cases, you are chayiv chorus, you're over nis adam, you're over nis achaylev. So Bishlam is good to understand Hikva Saddam, you made the dam into a solid, the ochron eat it, Kivan the Yakfe, since you cooked it up like and made it hard, is Akshu the Yakshuve. You made it more kosher than it was before. Senechlam, if that you should still be chayiv. Now you understand it's still called dam, you didn't ruin it, and maybe you be chayiv. But Elohim Khasakhil, you take the fats and you melt it down, the gum and you swallow it, the Khurachibaksiv, the Torah says, Lay Sokhli, now I'll eat it. And here you're not eating, you're drinking. So maybe it's not called, you shouldn't be chayiv. For Allah of Achila, it's not called an Achila. So Tayyip speaks out, even though we know that Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila, but that's only Yishtam Adosim B'mil D'Shtiyah, something you're supposed to drink, like wine and shemen, it's good. But here, fat is something you're supposed to eat. So now that you change it into a form of drinking, maybe you shouldn't be over, maybe there's no Isser on this. The Marin says, no, Amr Shlok, what Shlok says, Omakor, the Pasuk says, Nefesh, next word, Nefesh, by the Yisra of Dam, which is the Rabbis of Sashaisa. That even though you melt down the Dam and you drink it, you're chayim for that also. And Tani Navich learned this also. Chometz, if you have chometz on Pesach, bread, Kai Gavnan, this type of a situation, that means Timcho, you took bread and you melted it down, you cooked it up in water, you melted it down like the gum when you swallowed it. So im chometz on his chorus, if it's still chometz, you chayiv chorus on Pesach. Im matzi, if it's matzi, you swallow it down, and adam yotzei dechavos v'pesach. You're not yotzei mitzvah matzah with this on Pesach. Since it's cooked up, you're not yotzei matzah. But kol ponim for chometz yoreiva. So bishleim is good im matzi, and adam yotzei dechavos v'pesach. If it's still matzah, and you eat it, you're not yotzei why lechemonim rachmona. Vaylal lechemonihu. Torah says lechemoni means poor man's bread. Here it's not lechemoni. Since it was cooked up already, it's not called lechemoni. So Torah says, the Mora could have said, it was lemeim and nami achilik sivir. The Mora could have said better also. By matzah, Torah says you have to eat it. And here it's not eating, you're drinking it. Other places in the Gemara, Brachas says mashma, you have to have a tam matzah. Or some say by cooking it up, it loses the shame matzah because it's not called matzah. Vay lav lechemoni, it's not called lechemoni. Ela im chometzu on your chorus, but why if you eat it on Pesach? Are you chayiv chorus? The churachi l'ksivei. The Torah said l'sechu chometz. You can't eat chometz. Here you're not eating it. You're drinking it. So why are you chayiv? So Marin says, I'm a Rosh Lakish. I'm a Kor. The pasuk says nefesh l'rabbis es hashoisa. Says an extra word nefesh here l'rabbis es hashoisa. So another pasuk. So one pasuk is by chaylev. One pasuk is by chometz. If you drink the chometz, still yichayiv. The Tanya Nami Gabi Nevelas, I've done the same thing by Nevelas Oif Tor, where a bird that's tor died without a shechita, the same thing like Avna. That him chubo, let's say you melt it down in the fire, tamei, and then you eat it, so you become tamei. The chamer, if you do it through the sun, then tor and eat it, you remain tor. The Vilmo, you have a question, if you eat it, why are you tamei achila ksibet? Or say, no, I'll eat it. The pasuk says nefesh rabbis es hashoisa. Even if you just drink down the oif and the veil oif, also yichayiv. Yeah. Now the Gemara says if so, yochi yosay bechamanami. Even if you did it through the sun, also you should be chayiv. Even though you're drinking it, still you should be chayiv. So Gemara says bechaman pshat is esruchi misrach. It like gets ruined, it gets spoiled, and loses the shame nevela. That's why you tore. Benachrami Kozma's called an oicholike, and you eat it, even though you're drinking it, still you be chayiv. So you have three psukim. And the Mora says, we need all three psukim over here. Dikos rachamona chaylev, the Torah just wrote chaylev, that even though you melt it down, you chayiv. Chomets le yasimenei, would not know chomets from chaylev. Shekein lehoitz le shas hakosher. Chaylev was never muta. Mashen came chomets before Pesach was muta. So maybe chomets is more kal. Now, Nevela Layasim, I would not know Nevela either. Shkenain is chorus. I'll tell you what, Chaylev is more common if you eat Chaylev, you chayiv chorus. If you eat Nevela, you're not chayiv chorus. I wouldn't know Nevela from Chaylev. Now, because Rachmanachov, the Torah just writes Chomets, then chelav liyasim. Now, not learn out chelav from chametz. Why? Shekein loyhuta mikloloi. It was never a heter. Mashenkein chelav is muta by chelav chai is muta. It's only chelav behemoth that's also. But the chelav of a chai is muta. So maybe there's no heter. It would be chai. Maybe if you drink it. And also nevela liyasim inay shkenonis chorus. I can learn out nevela from chelav. Of course, chelav is a chiv chorus. Or chametz. Chametz also is a chiv chorus. So I wouldn't know nevela from chametz. Now, because we're more than Avela, so just like Avela, Hanach liyasi mineshe kain mitamo. The other two things, Avela has tumma to it. Mashen kain chelev and chomet has no tumma to it. So I wouldn't learn out the other two from Avela. Therefore, I need all three. It's more so true. Chod and Chod liyasi, one from one I can learn out. But who is still tasty, Chod mitamo, now one from two. Or high taste, which one, yes? The lichter, Rachamon of Eltorosh, and right by Avela, the tasty, now I learn out from the other ones, the tasty, Mahanach. Ye malahanach shekain oynish chorus chametz and chelav is also chiyuv chorus. I can learn out nevela from them. The lichter brachmona the chametz then the taste. Manach malahanach shekain lohes l'shasa kosher. The chelav and nevela never has a heter to it. Mashen kain chametz is muta before Pesach. The lichter brachmona the third and shouldn't write then the chelav the taste manach malahanach shekain lohuta mekloloi. When those are rosa, they're rosa all the time. Mashen kain chelav it's muta by chelav chai. It's only chai behemah that's rosa. To keep I need all three psukim. Tiyama bechelav shuta mekloloi. Well, my nina, what do you mean to say it's shuta mekloloi? You let me, if you want to tell me chelav behema legvoya, that chelav behema, what's shuta mekloloi means? You're allowed to burn it on the mizbeach when you bring a korban. You could burn the chelav for the more nevela nami eshtruya, because malikas oif legvoya. But you bring a bird for a korban, you make a malika. So it's not a real shchita. So really, negayat chulin is called like a nevela, still a smuta. So that's not called hutu mekloli chelav more than a knife than a nevela. So it's rather ela viela chayev chelav chayi lehedjit. Means like this: a regular korban, a regular behemoth, that the fat of a chay is muta. Mashen came by nevela, there's never muta. For the more no nevela nami yishtori malika the chat is safe for kahanim. That a kohen could eat a chatasayf, even though there was no shchit, it was only a malika. There's also a type of a nevela, so you see, you'll not eat it. So Mor says, Le'erbam taka chaya chelav chaya lehedjit. The real, the hutu makloli is the fat is mutter, the fat of a chaya. I, the kachashtav, you have a question, kahanim, and how could a kahanim eat from a malika of a chatis, I, it's like a nevela? That there it says, kahanim is shulchan gevera kazocha, and kahanim is a special heter. The Shulchan Gevor Rashi says that Teirim Mishum Gevoyehu. It's because they're eating like a korban, and after korban it's muta, after gevoy it's muta. Aval gabi hedid leyashuk on the huta, but the hedid never found it was muta. That's why chelav is a more kal. That chelav is muta by achaya. Mashenkin and nevela, it's never really muta for hedid to eat a nevela. Here. Now the Gemaris for all the Tanya that did we learned. Something more before we just said that Hatimeyim, the Pasuk says Hatimeyim, less at Siron, the right from the Kaif Shalem on a behemoth Timeya. Not only is it also to eat the meat, but it's also to eat the Siron, the juice that comes out of it. And the right from, also type of juice, then we'll show exactly what the difference is. Right from we had before was. It was also type of a Chir, alright. Yeah, right. So the gravy, like, all right, and the kefir shlem. That's also the when you the kefir, the small stuff on the bottom of it, what jellies up on the bottom of the pot. All these things are also. The question is, lomali, what about that special pasuk for ligma mehanik? Less than that from these other ones. Rashi said ligma mechela v'chametz and nevela. The mech shlem kemoisam. That by nevela we see if you melt it down, so the juice that comes out of it is also. Score the same thing by behemoth Timeya. If you melt it down, and the juice that comes out of it should also be yasa. So what do I have to have a new pasuk for? Learn it out from these things. It's more so like this. Let's not tzrich. I need it. Di la kosta rachmona habimir. I would have thought to say da yelov minadin liyiskanodin. If you're learning out these things from behemoth Timeya, it could only be like the other ones. Mahos from madika kizayis. It'd only be chayiv like by nevela. By chametz, if you have a kezayis of it, is af hol chinam yadik kezayis. As the right from the tzir, also you have to have a kezayis. If we learn it out, hatimayim, like even from shrots maroso, if you learn it out, not from shrotsim, we learn it out from chaylov and from chometz, it's only if you have a kezayis. So now that we have the pasuk hatimayim by shrotsim, you have even less than a kezayis. So this is very good. So let's say the opposite way. But the more v'lichta v'rachmona b'shrotsim, let us just write the word hatimayim by shrotsim that it's also. Rashi is to achilosim b'chadosha, kitumosim. By a sheretz, just like it's metamiyu, the size of a chadosha lentil, but then we eat the size of a chadosha, it's also wasa. Yes, let's just write the word by hatameyim by shrotzim. For leisi hanach uligmi minayim, let me learn out chaylev and chametz and nevela from shrotzim. Smar says no. Mishum diklum, if you could ask the question, mal is shrotzim she came to mosim b'mashu. Tell you the tumma of a sheretz even b'mashu. Rashi says she came to Mosin v'Yisurim b'Mashu, even b'Chadosha, even a very small amount is metamiyu. Yeah, Mashen came by Chaylev and Dam, you don't have a Mashu. So if we kill on our those from Shrotzim. Yeah, so if we need two separate psukim, one by Shrotzim and by these psukim of Chaylev Dam and Nevela. Yeah, Chaylev, Nevela, and Chametz. Now the Gemara says, V'od etanya, that we learned. V'od etanya, ha-tevel v'ha-chodesh v'hegdish. If you have food, that's tevel, or else that's chodesh. Yeah, Rashi kodesh before you bought the yomer on Pesach. If you have, let's Rashi says, veisus sheichem hashem, you have beer of chodesh, of the hegdish. You have the hegdish. If you have shvius, you have peres of that's from shvius. Rashi says, mashkin ayitzim hin. If you say you have an apple of shvius and you have the juice that came out of it, if you have klayim and you have an issach something like groovy issach klayim, kulam all these fruits. Mashkin hayotzim and kemoisin, the juice that come out of it is also just like they themselves. So even though you squeeze out this fruit of chodesh, of shviyas, of hegdish, of tevel, the juice that comes out is also awesome. The same issur as the goof itself. The question is minom. How do we know it from? Like maybe the juice should not be also. How do we know the juice is also? Tichitem, maybe you tell me ligum hanav. Let's start off from all these things we had before. Hanav says from chelav and chometz mevela. Just like you take a chelav and you melt it down, it should be the same thing as the juice that comes out of a tree. Says even though it comes into liquid form, still if you eat it, you chayiv. It's learned out from there. So Mar says, "V'chitem, maybe you can tell me no. V'chitem, you live b'mahanach. Mala, they know these are different. Mala hanach that chelav and chometz are very different. Shekain ister habor me'elav. Those yisurim come by itself." Rashi says, "V'tenach v'nis also lemelef minayot tevel." The chodesh of shvi is a klar kerem. Avol hegdish liyosim minayu means chaylev and chometz comes by itself. Rashi says mashen kein. Hegdish is something you have to be makdishit. So hegdish we will not learn out from the other things. So much like this. Have itaynach hecho di isa bo meilof. Like we say, like by chodesh Rashi says, or by shvius, where the isa comes by itself, it's grown by isa. So true, he learned it out from chometz. Recha the lav isra b'mielof, where the isra does not come by itself. Rashi says, meaning by a hegdish, when you are makdish the peiris, before you are makdish it was muta. You being makdish, you make it also. Minon, how do we know there that the juice that comes out of it is still also? So as I tell you, garminim b'bikurim, learn now from bikurim. Rashi says also, in isurim, it doesn't come by itself. You have to be makdish to make it bikurim, and then it has like an isra to it. So for the gemara bikurim gufan, how do we know by bikurim itself? Or bikurim gufayim, how do we know that the juice that comes out of it is also is the wasa? The Tony Rabbi Yosi pre atamevi the atamevi mashka that you, when you pray bikurim you have to bring the pre itself. Horatius is called pre, but if you can't bring the mashka, the juice of it, that's no good. Now hevi anovim v'dochem, and how you know if you bring grapes and then you squeeze out the juice, how do you know there it's good? Tamlo, the pasuk says tovi, says the word tovi, says Hashem tovi miatzecho, the evelu nechta b'Hashem miatzecho. Shemash, even though you squeeze it out, still it's good. Shemash, what you shouldn't stand, bring the juice. But if you bring the pre and then you squeeze out the juice is still called like the pre itself. Ikel river something like this, the question: Kilo not hegdish from bikurim. I tell you, mal the bikurim shekain tunin kriya vanocha. By bikurim, a special mitzvah to it. You have to read out the pasha, Rami Yevidovi. and Vanochi you have to put a Gabi Ritzpol, it doesn't belong to Pnei Hashem, and the Hegdish knows to do that. So I came on out Hegdish from Bikurim. It's more such true, Elagom Elanafim Mitruma. From a parasha of Truma, the same thing, if you have Paris that are Truma and you squeeze them out the juice, it's also wasa. For the Gemara, but Truma, Gufu, how you know about Truma itself, Gufu Minolon? The Yiskish to Bikurim, because Truma is Domata the Bikurim. The other Ma we learned, well, Truma is Yot Chayel Bikurim means Bikurim. So it's so mal the Truma. So you're learning out Truma from Bikurim, so by Truma also, the pre, the juice that comes out of it is also. So learn on a Hegdish from Truma. Someone says, no, mal the Truma, Shekain Chayel Misa, the Chaymish. If you eat a truma, a zar eats truma, it's chayv misa de shemayin, it's chayv to the back of chaymish. But shayin to the hegdish, you don't have it. Yeah. Samar says, elagama mi tevalan, both together. Mi truma bikurim. From both of them together. And bikurim doesn't have misa. Ay, mal truma bikurim, shekein chayyof malay misa. No, no, the chaymish, no, vice you are. Hey, it's bikurim also, you chayv misa de shemayin, it's a chaymish also. Kilo and Hegdish from these two. Someone says, Ela Asher Rav, Emi Truma, V'Chad Mahanach, from Truma, one of the other ones, either Chometz and Chalev, or Emi Bikurim, V'Chad Mahanach, or also Bikurim, and one of the other ones. From this amount side, you could learn out. Now the Gemara says, V'Hor, that's not that that we learned. Gvash Tumorim, V'Yayim Tapulcha, M'Chayim Tzisvon, Yis V'Sham, Mine Perish, or Truma, so honey of dates, or else the apple juice, or else this type of vinegar, and other Perish, or the Mine Perish, or Truma, of Truma, Reb Leza Mechayev Kerem B'Chaymish. That if you eat the juice of them, it's like Ye Truma Yechayev Kerem B'Chaymish. If you Bishua Paita, Bishua says no, Bishua holds the juice that comes out of the Paris, you're not Chayev on the juice. So when it says it's so, the Mike Pligi, what's the Machoikas in Russia? Hoyed the Yafina Mitruma, the Yafina Truma Bikurim, Lamashkan Yetzimim, so what's the Machoikas over here? If you tell me learning out Truma from Bikurim, so how could Bishua say Yepota? If you eat the drink, the juice of these things, why are you potter? What's the machlokes here? Gemara says yes. Machlokes says b'doin mino umino. If you learn out from here to there, or b'doin mino, you could be asked, you could put it back in its own place. Rashi says b'doin mino umino means b'chol gzer shavon one from another. We also binyan al shabatayra. Shon we made them dover learn one thing from echaveroi. Idanin alei v'garmin alei l'chol mili. Learn out everything. I know, I don't mean that, Marshall, but learn now what you have to. And the Rashi put back in its own parasha, that's the Machoikis. So it's like this over here, Rashi says. Learn now Taka Truma from Bikurim. Ma Bikurim, just like by Bikurim. Mashkin Hayetzin and Kamoisan, the juice that comes out of the Bikurim, have the same issue of the Bikurim. Af Truma Nami, Mashkin Hayetzin and Kamoisan, the juice that comes out of it is like Truma. Umino, but learn now from Bikurim. Ma bikurim afilu sharminim, any min bikurim it applies to, af trumanami afilu sharminim, any minim. Rashi says, af truma shefrisha peris, going tomorrow matapuchim, kivun the truman hegas of pre, af ragav the enon the hegas b'mashkin shalahem, ele batiris v'yitza b'vad, hanach mashkin kivun the miperis trumosei, harayim katruma. Learn it out, as long as the pre itself was negay to truma, so now an apple, so the juice that comes out of it also has the Yisra Truma on it. That's what we're learning out. Our Truma now, you must go to them to Mino Yer. If Yeshua Sova no, Doin Mino, Ma Bikuru, Mashkin Yetzimim, Kamoisin Tru, Af Truma also, Mashkin Yetzimim, Kamoisin. The Mashkin comes out of Truma is like Truma. But Vuki Basa, keep it by itself, by Truma itself. Ma Mashkin, the Kodishim, the Truma, what type of Mashkin could be of Truma Midirais alike? Tirish V'Yitzarin. The only type of you have it, that the only type of mashkin that you could make into truma is only wine and oil. That's all, nothing else. Rashi says, Tirosh v'yitzak sivbo, v'loy sham mashkin, v'anach mashkin, the nogo bo truma, who diafinu v'bikurim, t'yom akraleim shem truma, kadim shadochim nesorim mashkin yitzimen, av'a sham mashkin like sivbo truma, afilu v'yitzivu, v'peiris atzman loy. Only by wine and by oil we find the Torah calls that truma. So since the wine and oil could be truma, who would deny if you make grapes into truma and you squeeze out the juice would be awesome. But apple juice, the Torah never calls apple juice itself truma, so therefore even though you make the apples into truma, the juice that comes out of it, they would not become truma. That's the way of Yeshua holds. In midyach rin aloi, was af mashkin a yetzimem kemaisan, tirish v'yitzar in, midyach rin aloi. such the machlekes aviv, learning out truma from bikurim, learning out completely or back to itself by truma, only the mask and the Torah itself calls truma. For the more of what not to be learned, ein meviim bikurim mashki, you can't bring bikurim liquid, el hayotzim and azesim and novim, only wine and oil can you bring for bikurim. Mani, who does this go like? Yechol Rabbi Yeshua, he goes according to Yeshua Shita. The Yomi says, doin minov, yuki basra. You put it back into its own pasha. And therefore goes like this. The gomlu le bikurim mitruma. He learns out bikurim from truma and brings it back into the pasha of bikurim. That what that just like by truma, you could make wine or oil into truma. The same thing by bikurim also. You'll have to take the oil and the wine and bring that for bikurim. So all the time, after we learned, ain't sefkin the sabayim, you don't get malchus mishum orlo, elo rather la yaitzim and azaisim goes out of the olives, when another goes out of the grapes. So who's this go like? I mean, you have a tree, the first 3 years, the peris are orlo, you're not allowed to eat from it. But it says here, you only get malchus if you take the tree and make it into juice, only on oil and on wine. Who's this go like? Mashbi, any other fruits, if you squeeze out the juice, you're not chayiv malchus for drinking the juice. Mani, you're going to be truhi. Yama doin minov yuki biyasro. For gomel le bikurim mitruma, learned out bikurim from mitruma. For hodi maisa le orlo from bikurim. Learn out from truma again. The Torah only calls truma the juice of wine and oil. And may learn out from pre back to bikurim also. And learn out back to orlo. Therefore, the juice of orlo only applies to oil and to wine. But no one.
All right, we'll stop here.